From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Full moon and empty arms. The moon is there for us to share. But where are you?
Just in case you don't recognize that voice, it's Frank Sinatra singing his 1945 hit, Full Moon and Empty Arms. And if you think you've heard a version of the tune without the words, you're probably right. The melody actually comes from the concert hall. It's lifted from the second piano concerto by Rachmaninoff.
Could start a dream for two.
Full Moon and Empty Arms is one of many classical tunes that are so memorable, they've almost certainly outgrown the pieces they were written for. Here's one more, sung by another famous American crooner, Tony Bennett.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland. A Stranger in Paradise.
Stranger in Paradise is one of the many hit tunes from the 1953 Broadway musical Kismet. But the melody's first home was an opera. It's from one of the Polovetsian dances, from Borodin's historical epic Prince Igor. The dances became so popular, so quickly, that they moved from the opera house onto concert programs long before this tune made it to Broadway. And in the opera coming up next, there's an operatic melody that may have shown up in even more places than either of the two we just heard. You'll find it in television shows, movies, and in TV commercials for outfits ranging from British Airways, Ghirardelli Chocolates, and even a family of golf courses. It's called the Flower Duet. And perhaps because the original version came with its own words, even in commercials, we often hear the tune as is. In just a few minutes, we'll hear the original source of the Flower Duet, Léo Delibes' exotic opera, Lacmé. The production comes to us from the Montreal Opera and stars soprano Aileen Coutin, mezzo-soprano Mireille Lebel, and tenor Frédéric Antoun. It's up next on this edition of NPR World of Opera. The story of the Brahmin girl Lacmé was based on a novel by Frenchman Pierre Loti, who had traveled in the Orient and brought back stories filled with exoticism. Librettist Edmond Gondinet suggested the story to composer Léo Delibes. Gondinet wanted to write a libretto specifically for a young American soprano named Marie Van Zandt. She had caused quite a stir when she sang another French opera, Ambroise Thomas' Mignon, in 1880. So Gondinet gave Delibes a copy of Loti's novel to read on a train ride. Delibes loved it. He composed the score in a year's time. It was first performed in Paris in 1883 and was a huge success.